Yeah.
You're bringing my present early?
No.
But I never told you what I wanted.
I said I didn't bring it this year.
Okay, good. I want a stuffed elephant. Pink one.
Well, wish in one hand, shit in the other one, see which one fills up first.
Okay.
Rockido, watch. Cha-cha cheetah. Three-wheel bicycle.
That's right, three-wheel bicycle podcast. You don't have, I don't have a pink elephant. My daughter does, and she calls it Sprinkles. But you can't have it. But what you do get is a bonus episode, maybe a Merry Christmas episode. Had some change of plans, didn't think was going to get an episode out. I'm just chilling here in the basement by myself. So you get to hear me ramble about a bunch of shit that might not be relevant. But hopefully you get a laugh and you learn something. I got another creepy Christmas story for you, along with a missing 411 case in Colorado that I thought was kind of interesting. Your reactions to shitty celebrities. Of course, some strange facts. I might just try to randomly call somebody. Either or, Merry Christmas. If you're traveling, make sure that seatbelt is clicked in and your eyes are forward.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Haha, welcome, 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 welcome to, Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Took me a little while to just mix that little thing up. That was kind of cool. Either or, I hope everybody has an amazing Christmas. Like I said, I guess if you're a Facebook follower to the show, truly appreciate you, just like all of you wonderful listeners. So if you are traveling throughout this holiday season, make sure that you have your seatbelt clicked in. Of course, safety first. But here is the other cool thing about this episode. It's going to help you get through that long, maybe boring trip. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. I do got some random shit in the notebook. Like I said, I keep doing that. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready? All right, Three Little Bicycle Podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming. I am your host, Stevie V. Thank you for being here with me. I am rolling solo on this one. There was some change of plans this week. I didn't really think I was going to get a chance to put one out, but either or. Now I sound like a broken record. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a podcast that's not even about bicycles. It's not about bicycles. Why am I even talking about this right now? Anyway, Merry Christmas. Yep. son of a gun.
$1. You don't know your arithmetic.
You don't know my father.
Now, if I gave you $1 and your father gave you $1, how many dollars would you have?
$1.
You don't know your arithmetic.
You don't know my father.
Today, December 22nd, is National Mathematics Day. How good are you at mathematics? Me, personally, I mean, I know the 1 plus 1 equals 2. And then if you, oh man, I'm gonna get into some crazy rabbit hole. I was scrolling through my notepad, well, maybe not notepad or whatever, but some shit that I had jotted down when I was locked up. It's essentially like stuff out of different books, like numerology. There's some Buddhist stuff in there. There's a bunch of crazy stuff. I'll get into some of that. Maybe not tonight, but or today. Either or. Yeah, pretty interesting. Now back to the math. Ugh. Either or. All right. Thank you for being here, letting me invade your ear. Anyway, Mathematics Day today. That's one of the national days. It's also Four Fathers Day. So, of course, you got to appreciate your forefathers. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? Exchange a cookie day. Do you have a cookie? You got it. Exchange it with somebody. You know what I mean? Exchange it. I wonder what kind of cookie. What's your favorite cookie? I'm a chocolate chip man. Or grandma's peanut butter cookies were off the hook, as they say. Bussin'. It's also National Flashlight Day. If you got a flashlight, shine that sucker. Shine it. Not in anybody's face. I guess unless you're the police or you're trying to track somebody down. It is also National Short Person Day. Believe that. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say fuck yeah on that one because I'm a short guy. I'm a short. So this is it. Well, I wonder if it's like my birthday. It's almost like my birthday. December 22nd. It's National Short Person Day. So it's kind of almost like my birthday. Shout out to all the short people out there. Let's see. I got, did you, any of you listeners, see the Minnesota? Ooh, I had the little accent with it too. Minnesota. Flag. I got switched out. I didn't really read the whole entire backstory. Okay, here we go. The flag of Minnesota is the state flag of the U.S. state. Well, obviously, its design features a modified version of the seal of Minnesota. Well, I guess if you haven't seen it, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I'm an artist. Shout out to Vanderhead Design. Ooh. That was the wrong button, but either or. I kind of dig the colors, I guess, as far as like how it's blue and stuff. But shout out to Jed Coburness. I hit him up the other day because obviously he lives in Minnesota. He's been on the show once before, which was extremely amazing. He's got Tata's Gym there in Minnesota. But I had to, hit him up and ask him what his thoughts are on it. And, yeah, this is pretty funny. Oh, that wasn't the right one. Hold on.
Yo, yeah, it's complete bullcrap. It looks like the Somali flag, so...
It looks weird.
It's not good.
I don't like it.
Not even one for 1 second.
Me neither.
Thank you for that, Jed. Yeah, it is completely different from like the original thing. I don't even understand why they changed it. Either or, very it's almost kind of controversial if you think about it in a sense. Hopefully it's not one of those things where they try to get the state of Minnesota fired up, you know what I mean? Like, why the, you know, yeah, it is completely different. Crazy, crazy. Interesting. I don't understand why you would just change it, but. All right, so we got some, you guys ready for some history? Of course you are.
I don't fit in society, and I am incompetent. I'm definitely incompetent.
I say that.
No, there's nothing wrong with being incompetent.
It's the wrong button.
If you're confident, then you got a lot to do. See, but there's another aspect of it too. I've learned to reflect. I just reflect back. I know I don't know. I know I'm stupid. I admit I'm a petty whatever. I've never been a success at anything. I even got to the point where I didn't want to be a success at anything. What would being a success, what does that mean, you know? Money? Oh, I've had all the money in the world 3 times and I had to give it back. That's a stupid little game, you know? My awareness and my consciousness is not the same as somebody that goes to school and has a mom and dad. See, not having parents have left me in another dimension, so to say.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, sorry. That was, I had that saved... Saved on there. No bullshit. This is all live, too. I ain't editing any of this stuff. Let's see.
Shit!
Ooh, that was Dave. Shout out to Dave. Hit me up if you're listening again. Reach out, my man. Forgot what the fuck I was talking about. History. Here we go. So December 22nd. This is kind of interesting. Well, I gotta quit saying that. That's another thing I need to work on. It's kind of interesting. Obviously, it's fucking interesting if I'm talking about it. Anyway, so in 1980, Major League Baseball St. Louis Cardinals release outfielder Bobby Bonds. Ooh, I thought it said Barry. Ooh. Not paying attention. Very good. 1983, Indiana Pacers win 133-132 in Denver to end a 28 NBA game losing streak on the road. Wow. Speaking of Denver, well, not in Denver, but Colorado in general, I have a crazy missing 411 thing that I stumbled upon. For you true crime listeners, let's see what else. Ooh, that's what's up. 1997, Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding pre-record a show to air on Fox on February 5th. Huh. Well, that's interesting. If some of you don't know, like, you know, she got her good with that little tire iron. You know what I mean? She took the knee to a different level. 2003, the New York Knicks hire Isaiah Thomas as president of basketball operations. That's pretty cool. Isaiah Thomas was always a badass basketball player. I guess another thing, too, is I wonder what the fuck that even means, basketball operations. Like, do you foresee everything? I would assume. Let's see, what else do we got? Ooh, that's a pretty short list. 2012. I can't even say that shit. Tom Zuck Ademic. I'll put Steve Cunningham in a split decision in the IBF heavyweight title eliminator at the Sands Casino Resort in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Huh, that's interesting. I can't really say some of this stuff because my damn losing my teeth. I'm just joking. 2019, New Orleans wide receiver Michael Thomas sets NFL record for most catches in a season with his 144th as Saints beat Tennessee 38-28. Breaks 17-year-old record held by Marvin Harrison. Huh. That was a lot to read, and I don't even remember any of it. Something about football. Speaking of football, the Rams are playing the Saints, so I'm not really sure what the score is. Maybe I can Google it. I'm sure I probably could. What else do we got here? Ooh, 1946, the Cleveland Browns beat New York Yankees 14-9 in the AAFC championship game. And that was pretty cool. I guess 1959, baseball's at new Continental League awards its seventh franchise to Dallas Fort Worth, Texas. 1962, the 1,000,000th NBA point was scored. That's cool, I guess. that kind of wraps up the history, sports history. We'll get into, here's another thing that you need to keep your eyes and ears open to. The Casper Spuds, head on over to spudsbaseball.com. They're looking for host families. Super excited for next year. Holy moly donut shop. If you're curious what the Casper Spuds are, essentially they're a collegiate summer baseball team. Here in Casper, they travel every now and again, but yeah, they're like quote unquote home bases here. Hurry up summertime. Head on over to spudsbaseball.com. Stay up to date. you know, I was going to say, well, obviously I did. Hurry up summer. Speaking of summer, it's not summer here, but holy moly, it is short weather, essentially. There is no snow on the ground, which is crazy. Right now, according to this computer in the basement, this is, I just switched, 35 degrees, which is pretty crazy. Being that it's supposed to be winter time here in Wyoming. But I don't know. That's probably that global warming type stuff, huh? Another thing that we got going on next year, January 6th, Saturday Night Fights is going to be going on again, which is going to be amazing. So stay up to date with that. Just head on over to, man, I feel like I'm rambling. I think I did. All this. Okay. At the very end. Another amazing event local is January 6th. Harden Fight Company is going to be putting on Saturday Night Fights again. It's going to be amazing. Some more local stuff that you need to check out. Of course, you got the Forbidden Leafs. You got the Forbidden Leaf. They got all your amazing hemp products. Delta 10, 20, 30, 8. No, I'm just Forbidden Leaf. Trailer Park Baker, of course. Little Molden Books. I keep forgetting to hit the button. Ooh, that was super loud.
Shit!
Mobile On-Site Oil. We got Debo's Painting. Can't forget about them. Super stoked. Well, this is coming out in the morning. So if you're around here at the Best Western, poor Don is going to be down there. Shout out to him. Art, I believe, is going to be on the show. He's a comedian, too. I can't wait to see everything that's going to happen tomorrow. You can get your tickets. Well, I guess it would be today. I'm recording it. Date. Anyway. Okay. I lost it. Of course, can't forget about Little Shop of Burgers. Of course. Located at 1040 North Center Street. Also, if you're looking for some artwork, Vanderheiden Design on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, the YouTube, all those wonderful social media platforms. Also, I wanted to say thank you, everybody that's recently been, you know, just reaching out on any of the podcast platforms. Truly appreciate you. So I just keep doing this. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Sorry for the dirty language. We can't forget. We can't forget. See, man, these pauses are killing me. They're killing me. I need to, All right. Whew. Try this sucker out. This is another one of those wonderful products from Forbidden. I'm trying to stay focused as much as I possibly can here. I still do get a bunch of other stuff. Another thing that I thought was another place that you got to go check out is the Backdoor Lounge. Well, it's not the Backdoor Lounge anymore. I guess it's CY Discount Liquor. Their new location, it's right next to Once Upon a Child on CY. Very nice. Very nice. Very friendly folks in there as usual. They got some big stuff that's going on there too. So make sure that, you just support local. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's see what else. What else do I got rambling here? Support local. Trying to stay focused. Lame-o. Okay. Anyway. All right. Don't forget my main squeeze. Kamikaze Kid. Definitely go check him out on all those social media platforms. He also has merch. Bonda Brandt. She's on. That's where you can get it. Or you can look on his stuff too. Either or. Definitely. What do they say? Cop it. Go cop some of that gear, bruh. I still do need to get one of them coffee mugs after thinking about it. Now I kind of want fucking coffee. I want coffee out of one of them Kamikaze Kid mugs. truly hope everybody is doing amazing. Now I'm just repeating myself, but hey, it's all right. Hopefully you're going to have a merry, 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 merry Christmas. You know what I'm saying? What are some of your favorite Christmas movies? I got to give a shout out to the Middle of the Road podcast, per usual, and Cast Ascendancy podcast. Art, he's got some stuff going up on there. But yeah, the Middle of the so love them dudes. They're bad to the bone. They were talking about Christmas movies. And, you know, usually at one point in time, you know, every year on the podcast, we'll talk about, you know, Christmas movies. And, you know, that shout out to TJ because his list, bad to the bone, that Friday After Next. People forget about that. That is a Christmas. Casey, if you can call Die Hard Christmas movie, you can call Friday After Next to Christmas. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Friday After Next. We watched, do you guys remember Jingle Bells? Or not Jingle Bells. Jingle All the Way. That's what it was. With Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he's like the Turbo Man guy. We watched that shit the other day. That was pretty crazy. Took me back. Took me back. Okay. I need to quit doing that. But yeah, Christmas movies, obviously Home Alone is always going to be like the top dog of them all. Home Alone. I mean, how, like, okay, there is the Christmas Story, I guess. You know, they play that, like, not giving no shout out to TNT or anything, but I remember, like, every year, you know, they would just run it 24/7, you know. I'm sure they probably do it too, but. Yeah, it's always a pretty iconic one. I guess if that's the right word. Lethal Weapon. That's a Christmas movie. I don't care what anybody says. What other Christmas movies? The Grinch is obviously, you know what I mean? Got to give a shout out to The Grinch. That... what was it, the Christmas fuck, I don't remember. Anyway, with Ebenezer Scrooge, I remember that shit, of course. Man, now my brain's really racking now. Saved by the Bell, remember that episode where they were like in the mall and that gal was like, her and her dad were homeless. Holy moly. Let's see, what other crazy Christmas sitcoms can I think of? Not any off the top of my head right now. I've been on a Saved by the Bell kick for a while. Because I'm a nerd. Not really. Anyway. Trying to think. I can't think of it. Well, we watched Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown Christmas. That shit's gangster as fuck. You know what I mean? Limus was always my favorite character out of there. He's a badass. You know? Give it up for Limus. Limus, Limus, Loomis, Pumas. Speaking of Pumas, I seen Beavis and Butthead. They're through Puma. There's like these Beavis and Butthead shoes. That's kind of cool, I guess. That's kind of cool. I get to see. I got to quit saying that shit. Obviously it is. Okay, what else do I have on here for right now? Here's something that I scrolled upon, I guess, before I started recording. Have you ever heard of Showbiz Pizza Place? So there was like an animatomic doll, I guess, called Mr. Clunk, and it had a recall on it. So it's at, like, it's kind of, from what it looked like, it was like a Chuck E. Cheese type place or whatever. But anyway, there was this thing, and it had a recall on it. Well, it would do all these weird things like just like stare at people. Well, obviously, because it's like a fucking doll, but people would say, like, you know, like its eye, it's supposed to move, but it would like creepingly, creepingly stare at you. But anyway, so there was a recall, and they, you know, took back a bunch of them. And I don't know if this is fucking true or not, but so there was one that was left behind. And of course, it was the person that was like filming, or, you know what I mean? Maybe not filming, but narrating nonetheless of it. And him and his quote unquote buddy were at this place. His buddy was playing like an old arcade, like Pong game, is what it, like, anyway, sitting there playing this game and kept hearing these crazy numbers that were, you know, just coming faintly. But apparently it was 71687, whatever the fuck that means. But, and then they ran out of there. I don't know. That was kind of strange. I don't know if it's true or not. But just imagine, okay, picture, like, because this was, like, back in the, shit, 70s and the 80s. And I mean, you remember, even, like, the Chuck E. Cheese thing. Like, what kind of animal is that? This one was Mr. Clunk, and it said Uncle Clunk. And if you actually look at the thing, it's fucking pretty creepy, but... Anyway, that was dumb. Okay. Wrong timing. All right. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a short little break here. I need to go outside. Yeah, I'm not like you fucking care or anything. But thank you for tuning in. Ooh, got a little bit of Josh's underground sound for you. Welcome back. If you're looking to get a new amazing tattoo, head on down to Two Bulls Tattoo. If you're looking for a good drink, head on down to B Diesel's. We're down at Mills. Gotta give a shout out to Hissy Fitz. She's got that mobile smash from Mitchell, South Dakota. Ooh, it was trying to replay there. Speaking of hometown, did you guys see the Bob Barker thing? Now it's starting to get to be kind of funny. I saw a couple memes today. It's right at the Corn Palace, the world's only. Don't ever forget it. I need to switch these sounds up here.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Wrong one. All right. Shout out to PRD Entertainment, of course. Ryan Adams has got some new shit that he's coming out with, or has been. He's been throwing it on the Three Wheel Bicycle Facebook. It's like a chat group or whatever. You're more than welcome to join. Everybody is. If you'd like to hear us talk about, I don't know, whatever kind of topic or, you know, topic of discussion, if you would like to hear someone come on the show, whatever, set us up. Can't forget about Tammy. She's doing that bake. She's in that like bake contest thing. So we got to give a shout out to everybody. We love everybody. Another one. So this is kind of crazy. Maybe not really. It is to me, I guess. I don't know. Shout out to the Casper Artist Collective. I've never really been a part of any sort of like art group, I guess. But shout out to T-Hawk Studio. She's got some amazing jewelry. She's one of the presidents, or she is the president of the... But she has been doing some extremely amazing things. Thank you so much for purchasing that Pink Panther piece. Man, the story behind that, with the frame to the just everything, is pretty cool. Rachel has been like a mentor as far as like how just everything has been going. They're such a great group of people. And Jan, I mean, Casey's a part. They're some wonderful, wonderful ladies, people. I'm so glad that you guys support my shit. So shout out to the wonderful art community. And if you'd like to be a part of the Casper Artist Collective, you just got to... Da, 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 da. You can just type it into Google, yo. Type it into Google. That's how you do it. And you can be a part. Be a part. There is some amazing things that are coming up. Shout out to Glow. Of course, Connie. She's got some pretty rad shit, of course. That neon stuff's pretty, yeah, out of this world. There's going to be some upcoming shows with Nicolas into, be sure to keep them eyes peeled. I'm just going to get into some of the stuff because I feel like I'm rambling a bunch and I need to yet still not edit the show. I got to, do the cover art thing. Oh yeah. As far as the cover art, IP and pools. Thank you, Hannah, for the wonderful gift. that hat is fucking amazing. So, I just seen this too. This is pretty crazy. Vin Diesel is accused of sexual assault. I feel sexually assaulted. Anytime another one of them Fast and Furious movies comes out. For real. Okay. Oh, that was the wrong one. So the other day I heard this missing 411 case. If you're unfamiliar with that, it's just like, sadly, people go missing without a trace, essentially. And the crazy thing about some of these disappearances is they only find shoes and clothes, but a lot of the cases, like, so obviously after something like that happens, there's, people that go searching, and when they find these people, they are essentially in places where they already searched, which is crazy because, I don't know. It just brings up a lot of questions, I guess, either or. But a lot of, yeah. So, anyway, in Colorado, Pagosa Springs, there's an 11-year-old boy. Him and the parents went to that's their summer home. He told his parents that he was going to go walk the dog and talk to the neighbor. He wasn't there for a while, or never came back. I guess. You can paint the picture. The neighbor said that he left a while ago, and after a two-day search, they came up with nothing, and they stopped searching for him. And when, okay, so there's like, you know, there's people that like investigate shit, obviously, right? Like try to really dig deep into stuff because it's like, you know, it's not right what's going on either or. So this man that's been investigating missing persons contacted the sheriff and stated in a report, it was the report of, you know, the incident was in generally in an off-site location, which wasn't, you know, in, because I've personally never been to Pagosa Springs. I hear Josh talk about it a bunch, but it's like a small town. But that's kind of strange that why would it be at a different location when it's not there? Anyway, the secretary had contacted the gentleman that was investigating all of this, and the secretary told him that they had the report, but they had no time to copy it. He then stated, I'll drive 5 hours there to, you know, just copy it, and he was denied. And a few days later, a lawyer that was hired by the sheriff stated he would no longer talk to him anymore. Talk to the guy that was investigating. Yeah, crazy. Crazy, crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It, like, all that stuff is just very strange. Very strange to me because, like, you just all of a sudden vanish. Right? But I guess in a sense, maybe not in a sense. I mean, I don't know. It's just always, it's really sad when it's like, you know what I mean? Like kids and stuff. But it's very weird to me that, like, I don't know. I'm just going to get off the topic. Anyway, this is kind of, yeah. So in Iceland, they believe that there's these elves that live in boulders, and if you make them mad, they will make you disappear. And it is so crazy because the government actually built roads around these boulders because they believe that there's these elves in there. And I mean, it's almost like a folklore. Maybe? Is that right? Folklore? I don't know. It is National Short People Day. National Short People Day. All right. Here we go. We got a Christmas story for you. Jingle bells. The bells, the bells, the bells. When run in... when rung in succession, their vibration swells through walls like ghosts. Their presence is felt, a madness is caused, insanity dealt, ringing alarms, calling to action, raising song and good cheer. Bring together the many fung far, hypnotically chiming, come here. No matter how deep or thick the fog, in winter the bells can be heard. Their power, their magic, their supernatural calling quickly gathers the herd. No matter the size, shape, or tune, the ringing bells can dispel certain gloom. Certain, of course, meaning some, not all, for there are, of course, bells whose death toll is called. For whom these bells are of passing ring, encourage those who remain to sing. For in darkness, greatness dwells. An evil force older than hell. Good cheer must be made. Noise and song. Be sure to join in. Not before too long. To ward off the creepy creatures who wait, who feed of those who filled with cruelty and hate. Oh, sorry, my nose was itchy. A swing, then a ding, a boom, then a ring. These metal monsters, through bone, they can sing. With every strike of their hammer and tongue, they ripple the air in other swaying throngs. Sorry, my nose is itching. Some founded churches and towers up high. Such bells are impressive, you cannot deny. Some hang around goats' necks, clanging with a ting. Appropriate tones for the tunes that they sing. But the sound of bells with clinging of chains is something to be wary and fear. If you hear such a thing in the darkness of night, it means that Krampus is near. Yeah, that was Jingle Bells. Another creepy Christmas story. Thank you, everybody, still tuned in. My nose was itchy. Itchy, itchy, itchy. So, you guys ready for some goofy facts? Well, I guess it's more like screenshots. What are your thoughts on this? Hulk Hogan got baptized. Total surrender and dedication to Jesus is the greatest day of my life. According to Pro Wrestling Classics. I thought he would have done it already. I mean, you've always been saying, brother. A 30-foot tree stump known as the Old Man of the Lake has been floating vertically on a crater lake for over 120 years. Sorry, that was kind of, I mean, it was like a, anyway. Let's see, what else do we got here? Bam! Did you know that Pringles was designed using a hyperbolic paraboloid formula to make them static in the packaging and to prevent them from cracking easily? I mean, makes sense. That, man, Pringles do sound pretty good right now. Dogs tilt their heads when processing information. I mean, makes sense. Makes sense. Here's another shout out. A new one. I'm going through my screenshots here. We got a new one. This is my man, Trey Ingram. He started his own company down there in Alabama. Elevation Tree Service. Shout out to you. It's really good that you are up and at them. You know what I mean? We were talking about Colorado just a little bit ago. This was another thing that popped up. Plastic bags will be leaving Colorado stores January 1st. That's pretty interesting. A solid 9-inch turd falls off a stripper's butt while performing on stage. Request for her lap dances are up 300%. She's keeping it 300. That's fucking gross. Here we go. We got another Colorado one. The historic Stanley Hotel in Estes Park in Colorado, made famous by Stephen King's horror novel and movie The Shining, is selling to an Arizona nonprofit for $475 million. The new entity plans on building 58 new rooms. Ooh, I bet you it's even going to get spookier. That was pretty good timing. Let's see, what else do I have on here? Oh, I got to, once again, thank everybody for tuning into the last episode. That painting is still up for grabs. If you would like to throw it up on your wall or give it as a president. Here's some pretty interesting as well. People who live in Hawaii have a higher life expectancy than the rest of the U.S. That's pretty interesting. I mean, with the water and stuff around there, that does seem pretty calming. Here's another funny thing. Of course, I need to quit saying that. This is how real men pour concrete, and it's this guy that's like puking out concrete into the form. Shout out to Big O Concrete down there in that wonderful Mitchell, South Dakota. You got a kick out of that. Movie theaters in Iceland, Switzerland, Egypt, Turkey, and India often have a 10-minute intermission in the middle of the movie, giving viewers a chance to visit the concession stands or to use the restroom. That's kind of cool. I wonder what it'd be like to watch a movie, like, in a different country. It would, I don't know, that would be pretty interesting. A woman donates kidney to her boss, then gets fired for taking too long to recover. That's fucked up. That is super fucked up. Here's something. God, okay. Here we go. Michael Jackson would have his wine served in diet soda cans during flights so his kids wouldn't see him drinking alcohol. Wah, wah, wah. In the United Kingdom, several prisons have restaurants that are fully run by inmates at the prison, including chefs, waiters. The restaurants are also open to the public and have some of them rank highly on the TripAdvisor. That's pretty fucking cool. I mean, you know, give them dudes, you know what I mean? That's what's up. Sodium citrate is the secret key. This is the secret ingredient to making a cheese into a smooth, creamy nacho cheese sauce. Coincidentally, sodium citrate's chemical formula is Na3C6H507. Another strange fact. Okay. We also got to give a shout out to the box of shoes. He's opening a new, well, he has still a store. It's in the Walcott Gallery, but he's opening a newer, bigger area, which is going to be pretty sweet. And at some point in time, we'll have him on the show too. I can't wait to hear him talk about that, his shoe endeavors. Let's see, what else do I have on? Well, we can't forget about this. This is the good one. Are you guys ready for this? So, reached out to the wonderful Facebook community. Because, that's another thing I just want to let you guys know, too. You can go down below and you can send us a message, an email. Reach out on Facebook, the Instagram. We're even on the TikTok. Reach out. You can send us a message. Been having the Facebook community has been engaging a bunch more. But if you're not on Facebook, we're on different platforms too. But anyway, I'd like to throw up a question every now and again because I love the feedback all the time. So this was a meme, and I got to give a shout out to Chrissy because I seen she had shared it, and I don't know if it's the same one, but it's essentially like on the same context, I guess. But so what celebrity can you simply not stand if everyone else likes them? So Eileen said the Russell Band. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did not Google any of these. I've never heard of the Russell Band. Well, like, it does ring a bell. I don't think I really ever jammed any of them. That's probably why. You know what I mean? Christy said Tom Cruise. Tom, yeah. I mean, he's a little cringy, I guess. I'd probably have to say, I think the only good movie that I would rewatch is, well, I mean, there is Rain Man. Rain Man was pretty good. And Days of Thunder. But, yeah, I hear you on that. Jennifer said, Greta Van Certain? I'm not certain. she says, not sure if anyone actually likes her, but for me, it's the way her mouth moves when she talks. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard type irritating to me. Right up there. And almost as annoying as Bill Corgan's voice. Bill Corgan? That sounds familiar, too. Brandon said, I'm going to say Terrence Howard Mang. Terrence Howard Mang. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure. Well, I'm not going to make sure. I'm going to fucking do it, obviously. But I'm going to look these people up, and then I'm going to give a reaction to on the next show. Good friend Lindsay, she said Donald Trump. I figured that was coming, but it's amazing. Bobby, he said himself, that's kind of sad, my man. I really hope you're doing good, dude, for real. Kara Lee, she's got that Bondurant trading. That's where you can get that kamikaze gear at and so much more. She said Taylor Swift. Yeah, I mean, she does kind of look like a toothpick. Cheyenne, she said Mariah Carey. I wonder if it's because it's the holiday season. All that mall? Yeah, that is kind of. I don't even remember. I think there was like one Mariah Carey song that really wasn't that bad, and it was when she did it with Old Dirty Bastard. Chris Mallory, Chia, if it counts, Patrick Mahomes, but mainly his annoying ass wife. Patrick Mahomes. I don't really. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember or know what his or who his wife is. But I know who Patrick Mahomes is. Casey, once again, shout out to Active Life Photo. Active Light. Man. I keep talking too fast. Either or. Christian Stewart. That does sound really familiar, but I just can't fucking. Yeah. Rachel, she came in and she said Taylor Swift as well. Shout out to poor Don, my man. He said Pete Davis. I'm with that. Carl, other brother-in-law, he comes in and he says the whole cast of Napoleon Dynamite. That shit is pretty funny. Another thing, too, the Wyoming Pop Culture Con that's going to be going on this coming up year. Pedro's going to be there. I'm going to try to get him on the show. Sarah, she said Seth Rogen. And I totally agree. I always got irritated all the time because, like, well, I don't know. Like, I guess if you don't like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, like, when I would laugh or whatever, then, oh, your laugh sounds like Seth Rogen. Like, what the fuck? That motherfucker sounds like me. I never even heard that motherfucker laugh, or I didn't even know that motherfucker existed until Pineapple Express. Anyway, okay, so thank you, everyone, for, participating. Also, you can, like I said, comment down below on the show to make it that much more better. Interactive. I guess if I had to say which celebrity I can't stand, it would be Kid Rock. I fucking don't like that guy. And it's not like a hate thing. It's more of a, dude, stop lying, man. You didn't really come. You were a silver spooner. A fake in the game, as some would say. And that's why. But yeah. So anywho, hopefully everybody has an amazing Christmas. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Hopefully you laughed, you learned something. I mean, that's what the podcast is all about. Laughing, learning. Stay tuned on, well, every single social media platform. Share it up with your friends. Whoops, that was the wrong button. I was going to try to get out of here with. We're going to get out of here. This one reminds me of Sprite. Oh, yeah, that's right. Stay safe, everyone. Have an amazing holiday. And we'll chat at you in a week or so. We're going to try a live show once again on that Facebook. We'll have a guest. There'll be a couple other, hopefully with one or two other people in here with me. If not, still gonna listen to my dumbass rambling. But I hella appreciate you. Share it up. Tell your friends. Interact. Do all that cool shit. Be easy. Laugh and enjoy your holiday break. I'm your host, Stevie V, signing off. This is Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, coming out of Wyoming. In a basement. Underground. And that's Josh's funky ass sound.